Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into National Beverage, ticker FIZZ, the company behind La Croix, and a lineup of sparkling waters and beverages. National Beverage has been turning heads lately with a big special dividend announcement and its latest fiscal results. But there's more to unpack than just the headline payout. The stock has shown some wild swings over the past year, and investors are wondering if this is a steady compounder or something more volatile in a competitive beverage space. National Beverage operates through subsidiaries that develop, produce, and distribute a range of beverages, including sparkling waters, juices, and energy drinks. It focuses on both take-home and convenience channels across the U.S., with a lean team of about 1,500 employees and a history dating back to 1985. CEO Nick Caparella has steered the ship for decades, emphasizing innovation in flavored waters that have carved out a loyal following. Looking at the top line, revenue has been relatively flat to slightly down in recent years, coming in around $1.18 billion for fiscal 2026, compared to $1.20 billion the prior year. The company doesn't break out detailed product segments publicly in a way that shows heavy concentration, but its core strength remains in the sparkling water category, where margins have held up well despite broader industry pressures on pricing and input costs. Earnings have been remarkably consistent, with net income near $184 million in fiscal 2026 and EPS of 1.96, essentially matching the 2.00 reported the year before. Operating margins stayed healthy around 19 to 20%, supported by strong gross margins near 37%. Cash flow from operations remained robust at over $181 million, giving the company plenty of flexibility even after capital spending. The balance sheet looks solid, with cash climbing to $350 million and a current ratio above 4, meaning very little liquidity risk. Total debt is modest relative to equity, and the company has used its strong free cash flow generation to fund special dividends rather than carrying ongoing payouts. Return on equity sits near 32%, which is impressive for a mature player in this space. For valuation, we're using a forward PE approach as the primary model, with DCF as support, given the company's mature compounder profile and available analyst estimates. The setup fits well here because forward earnings provide a clearer picture than trailing multiples distorted by one-off items. Current price is hovering around $35, while the model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-50s range. That suggests the stock is trading below our rough fair value zone, with potential upside of maybe 40 to 50% if growth stabilizes. Key drivers include normalized forward multiples around 18 to 20 times, sustainable free cash flow conversion near 90% of net income, and modest perpetual growth assumptions in the low 2% area. On the strength side, National Beverage enjoys a fortress balance sheet and consistent profitability that gives it real staying power. Weaknesses include limited revenue growth momentum and heavy reliance on a narrow product focus in a crowded beverage market. Opportunities lie in expanding distribution and new flavor innovations, while threats come from bigger players like Pepsi and Coca-Cola crowding the shelf space, plus potential shifts in consumer preferences away from flavored sparkling drinks. Over the past year, the stock has fallen nearly 29%, underperforming the broader market and even its beverage peers, though shorter-term moves show some rebound attempts after the dividend news. Volatility has been moderate, with a beta below 1, but the long-term chart reflects investor skepticism about sustained top-line expansion. My take is that National Beverage offers a high-quality business at a discount to what the model suggests it's worth, especially if you believe the special dividend signals confidence rather than desperation. The valuation gap of roughly 40 to 50% looks attractive for long-term holders who can stomach the flat growth profile. But remember, these fair value estimates can swing noticeably if growth or multiple assumptions change. I'd watch how the company reinvests going forward and whether margins hold up against rising competition. Overall, this is a name that rewards patience more than excitement. If you're building a defensive portfolio and like the idea of a strong cash flow generator trading below its estimated intrinsic range, FIZZ deserves a closer look. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.